I'm 35. Bonnie's eating waffles. So, might be kind of noisy with chewing and smacking, because you smack a lot, don't you?
That's because you do it. I'm making fun of you.
I know. Okay. Last episode we missed, I was supposed to answer the set of questions about Bonnie that Bonnie answered about me last time. So, we're going to read these questions. I'm going to answer it, and then Bonnie's going to tell me if I'm right, or answer it herself. Question one, what is something Bonnie always does to me? Always says to me. I would say, stop! Stop, Dad!
Yeah.
Is that right? Like, whenever, like, what's the scenario whenever I would say, you would say, stop, Dad? Whenever I'm embarrassing you?
Yeah.
All right, question two. What makes Bonnie happy? I would say candy.
Candy, and there's three more things.
Three more? All right. Am I supposed to guess them? Okay. McDonald's, Playland. That's one? Mm-hmm. Science Museum? let's see, what else makes Bonnie happy? School?
No.
Money?
No.
Clothes?
No.
All right, tell me. I give up. Tell me the three or the two I missed.
She got those three ones, and then the one you missed was the place with the shopping place.
Oh, the Jasmine Moran Children's Museum. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's a place we went to for the very first time 2 days ago. What was that place like?
Kind of like the Science Museum.
Yep. It was a place where they have little exhibits where kids can go play. They have like a section that's like a teacher's classroom.
Have a section, art section, and they have a food section, and they have
like a grocery store.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the real food.
Real food? Oh, where you can...
In the front. The snack like area. With the hot dogs and mm-hmm. Hamburgers and stuff. Yeah.
And then they got like a mock small scale grocery store where kids can go. They got a little checkout stand and you can pretend to be the cashier.
I was the cashier and the shopper.
Mm-hmm. You little kids were going around getting, and all the food is like real food containers, like boxes of cereal.
It's real food containers, but it has like pink yarn for mouthwash, and it has mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, like if a mouthwash bottle would be empty and they cleaned it out and yeah. they filled it back up with pink yarn to look like pink mouthwash. Yeah.
And then they do, because they don't want to waste it all.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody used that mouthwash and then they just donated their empty bottle. But that place has not been updated in probably since 1993, and it looks like the teacher's classroom had...
Chalkboards. For a whiteboard.
Isn't that crazy? Those idiots didn't even have digital chalkboards back then. And they have a World Book Encyclopedia on the teacher's desk. And do you know what an encyclopedia is?
Mm-mm.
It's a set of books that's like this long.
It's a kid. Like, it's not a college thing. It's a kid thing. Like, why is there college books in there?
They're not college books. They were used to be for anybody. That's how you would look up a word.
I don't like those kind of books. That's why I didn't use them. I don't like boring reading stuff books.
You just like picture books? Yeah, you'll find more books that you like. But now people use the internet instead of encyclopedias. The encyclopedia used to come on CDs in the 90s, the Encyclopedia Britannica, bro. So next question. What makes Bonnie sad? let's see. What makes Bonnie sad?
One thing?
Wait.
There's only one thing.
Okay, don't say yet. I gotta say my guess first. Substitute teachers.
That's one.
Okay. Not getting candy.
Mm-mm.
What does make you sad?
Okay, substitute teachers and missing my mommy and daddy.
Oh, makes me sad when I miss you too. How do you make me laugh is the next question. How does Bonnie make me laugh? You say a lot of funny stuff. You say good jokes. You tickle me. You're a good tickler. That makes me laugh.
Sometimes I make jokes and tickle him. That's pretty much all.
Yeah. Whenever you say something about...
Or maybe when I chase him and when I tag him, that makes him laugh.
When we're chasing each other around the house and you almost get me and we're like running around furniture. And man, there's something about that that just makes me crack up.
He like goes around the bed and rolls over it. And sometimes when he's right here, I'm standing up against the bed and then I tag him sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Ah! It makes me crazy right now just thinking about it. Just running. I love the game of tag. Whenever somebody just is on your tail and they almost tag you, it makes me feel like a monster chasing me. Okay, next question. What is something Bonnie's not good at? Bonnie is not good at...
Riding bees.
No, you're really good at writing bees.
I would say better, but I'm
you're not good at keeping your room clean.
Well, it's all sorted, but it keeps getting a little messy, but it's all sorted. It is clean.
You are good at cleaning your room when I make
it. I'm not clean at making messes. Or I'm not good at making messes.
You're not good at not making messes.
No, messes.
But you, and I don't even have to make you clean your room. I just ask you and you go do it. And that's perfectly fine. You're a great kid.
My dad has this new timeout chair and I don't even go to timeout.
That's right. You don't, and it's actually not a timeout chair. It's an old 1940s oak school desk that I found at a thrift store. And I just put it in the kitchen and you asked me why it was there. And I said it was a timeout chair. I was just joking around. But then I told you
there's... When I was three and then when I was a baby and me and mom lived in the apartment when I was three, I had to sit in the corner and go to timeout. But I don't go to timeout that often anymore.
You don't go to timeout. You are such a well-behaved kid. All we ever have to do if you do something wrong, and I hate to say wrong because if you do anything wrong, it's always an accident. You never do bad things on purpose.
This is on accident,
and we just have
spill
to
drinks and sunflower seeds on accident. Mm. But it's okay because we can just clean it up.
Clean it up, and all we ever have to do is have to have a talk about it, or just I can just let you know, like, hey, don't do this next time, and then you don't do it next time. You're the perfect child. I'm very lucky. All right, next question. We got to blow through these. What is Bonnie really good at? Is the next question.
Why do we have to hurry? Like, I'm
gonna, maybe we're already just to not bore people, I guess.
We didn't even call Pamela yet. We're going with Pamela today, or me, at least me.
Yep.
Dad's gonna stay in.
Bonnie's gonna hang out with her grandma today. Because it's spring break. It's Monday. You should be at school, but there's no school this week.
Yeah.
All right. So the next question is, what is Bonnie really good at? And I would say, Bonnie is really good at
writing my name.
Yeah, writing your name. You're really good at behaving and being polite. And
I'm really good at doing art.
Yeah.
And I'm really good at playing without making messes.
Mm-hmm. You're good at makeup. Bonnie's got her own little makeup studio.
I'm good at nail polish, and I'm good at natural makeup. I know how to do that.
Natural makeup, yeah.
Sometimes I do just a little bit of red lipstick and just a little bit of dark blush, but that's okay because I don't really. The rest, like on my eyes and stuff, I do light.
Yeah, you are really good. You practice on me, don't you? You're good at building stuff in the shop with me too.
Mm-hmm.
You're really good with those. All
okay,
the
on the next question.
You're embarrassed talking about what you're good at?
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, next question. What do you do for a job? You don't have a job, so we'll skip to the next one.
I accidentally made that fart noise out.
We'll change this to what do you want to do when you grow up? So I would say, I got to guess first. I'm going to say veterinarian, animal
that's
doctor.
That's one of them. I want to do
teacher.
That's one of them, too. I want to be a veterinarian at the zoo, and then I want to be a doctor for kids, and then I also, maybe for babies, and then a teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a dentist. I don't know. So we'll put that the dentist back then.
Awesome.
What, I don't know. Yeah, I have lots of jobs I want to do. So.
What did you want to do at the zoo? What as a veterinarian? I mean, yeah. Which one of the things you were telling me something specifically you wanted to do?
I wanted to do ultrasounds.
Yeah, ultrasounds.
Because ultrasounds. I kind of just want to do everything if I can, if they say I can when I grow up. I just want to do the, except food. I don't really want to do the food. I just want to do ultrasounds and surgery and babies. I just want to do all that cleaning.
Yep, because you can see all that stuff going on at our wonderful Oklahoma City Zoo. They have an observation window at the veterinary.
But one time, me and Mom went to the zoo, and we went to the animal hospital, and there was nothing in the windows. They were just doing the food, and then we saw, and then on our school trip, we saw a baby fox having an ultrasound.
Yeah.
So.
A mama fox.
A mama fox. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be cool. It would be cool to work there, I think. You'd get to work on gigantic animals, too, like big gorillas and giraffes.
Giraffes and gorillas. Gorillas would be too scary.
So you're going to be a fox doctor, a fox ultrasound
fox, like
technician.
Cats and, they don't have cats at the zoo.
Sloths.
No, they don't have sloths at the zoo. Fox.
I still think you just didn't see the sloths.
I'll do
prairie
like,
dogs. Turtles?
Turtles, fish. Yeah. No.
All right, next question. What do I enjoy doing with Bonnie? I enjoy tickle fights, wrestling matches.
I don't like wrestling matches.
You don't? Because I break your limbs and I twist your back up and drop you on your head?
Sometimes he twists my ankle and my
That's your fault because you put your wrist down wrong on the bed whenever I'm flipping
you.
Yeah, it's your fault.
No, it's not. You flip me over onto there. And
but you should land right. I'm just kidding. It is my fault. I'm too rough sometimes. But I also enjoy going on road trips with you. I like going to parks.
Even though it doesn't say this, can I say one thing that I enjoy?
Of course.
I enjoy going to the zoo on field trips. I enjoy going on field trips, and I enjoy going to the Omniplex and the zoo, like, the park and the library and all fun places.
I love all of that.
I like field trips at my school too, but yeah.
What is Bonnie's favorite food? This is the last question. Okay. Bonnie's favorite food is, drum roll, McDonald's Happy Meal. No? Good answer. Spinach salad with broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
No.
Lunchables. Pizza Lunchables.
No.
Pelican's restaurant.
No.
Cece's Pizza.
No,
Cece's Pizza.
It's going to be all so tricky.
Okay, is it a restaurant?
No.
Candy?
No.
Give me
you
a
want
hint.
Me to tell you?
Give me a hint.
Long noodles?
Spaghetti.
No.
Long noodles that aren't spaghetti? What?
No, do you want me to tell you?
Long macaroni and cheese.
No, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles is your favorite food?
Yeah.
What the crap is that? That is ridiculous.
I don't always eat it, but sometimes when I'm sick at Mom's, I eat.
I guess I'll have to buy you some. You want me to buy you some?
Yeah.
Okay.
Orange ones. I like the orange ones. The orange package.
I guess I'll make you. I'll buy some and I'll put it on the grocery list. All right. Well, that wraps up our show. You can find our website at bonnie.pizza. There you'll find plenty of videos that we've made together documenting our lives. They're watchable, short, little fun videos. Not boring like you would find on your father's
VHS recorder. Just say it fast. This is like...
Oh, am I boring you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe you can edit this podcast and you can cut me out.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
I'm not gonna cut